battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Live, finally, a little mess up on Genesis End. The ISD and I was not connecting, but nonetheless, we are with you tonight. Welcome to the broadcast, wherever you are, and I do mean that. After the first break, we're going to bring up our special guest, Mr. Stan Deo. We'll tell you more about him in a little bit. If you don't know who he is, if you're new listeners, Stan Deo will rock your socks on what's happening in this country, what's in the future coming, and what's going on with all manner of issues. So just stay tuned for that, all right? And tomorrow is Thursday, and as far as I know, for the first time in I don't know how long, I should be in the office all day long from 9 to 4, except maybe go and get a bite of lunch or something. I'll be here all day long tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern Time. And unless something happens I don't foresee, as it has several times in the last couple months, but you can call us tomorrow and talk to us. We're here for you, folks. You call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Well, if you can call us long distance, you can save us a nickel by calling 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We want to talk to you, Mark, wherever you are on any topic. If you just want to say hello, that is fine. We don't mind. Now, if the lines are busy, we may have to call you back or ask you to call us back a little bit later. Be patient with us because we do get a little backed up once in a while. We'll be here, take phone calls, Martin, share your thoughts with you, share your ideas, share testimony, share prayer. Whatever we can do for you, Mar, it's our day to talk tomorrow. So please don't be bashful about calling. 9 to 4 Eastern, call anytime you want to. Somebody will get the call. We'll get back to you as soon as possible if we miss you or, as I said, ask you to call back. So just bear with us, okay? We want so much to be a service to you and be a minister for you and do what we can to help. And we do mean that. And don't forget, we do have some Berkeys. If you have not got your Berkey yet, folks, we have some scratch and dings of all kinds. We had a very generous load of them here this past time, and a few more's come in. We can save you between $100 to almost $200 on the Berkeys for a scratch and ding. A little scratch somewhere on the outside, the blemish on the outside, nothing on the inside. We can save you some money for the best filter, water filter, the best Gravity-Fed water filter, bar none. Next month's magazine, the Middleman News, you will see in there the test results prove this. We'll go to break in a second. After the break, we'll be back with a guest, Stan Deo. A lot to talk about, plus your phone calls, questions, comments, at the bottom of the air, as always. Right back.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Could your family survive a food shortage of 2 weeks to 6 months or more? Sound far-fetched? The Department of Homeland Defense and your local Office of Emergency Services are already suggesting at least 2 weeks worth of food and water. Do you really think that's long enough? We have enemies who have sworn to attack us using nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. Add this to the ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse, and you have a recipe for disaster. The answer is the supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Our foods were designed for the space program, have gone to the moon, and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. We carry such things as freeze-dried chicken, hamburger patties, pork chops, cottage cheese, and freeze-dried compressed peas. Contact the freeze-dried guy by emailing him at fdg@freezedriedguy.com or call him at 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Call today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
They preach liberty to a people who love their liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights, granted them at the time of their birth.
Alrighty, folks, we are back. Tonight's a guest that I haven't had on for quite a while, but I've known him for a long time. He and his wife have been preparing for a lot of years. Written books, co-authored books like Dare Prepare and Author of Cosmic Conspiracy and all other things, many other books, materials, and his website is standeo.com, standeo, D-E-Y-O.com, stan, S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. Check out the website, check out materials. This man is such a conspiracy nut that when the fires hit Colorado, all around him, he actually was prepared for the fires. He has tanks of water on his property to fight fire with in case it comes his direction. This man's prepared. Nothing's going to take by surprise. Been preparing for years, warning others to do the same thing. As you know, we got hit a few weeks ago with a derecho, a storm that we never heard of before, that rocked our world for a while here, 9 days without electricity and no ice. And we had water, thank God. We have Berkey Water Field. We don't run out of water. But we were prepared, and I'm very thankful that I listened. A lot of people like Stan, who told me, "Pastor, you need to prepare for a few things that can happen in the future." And I do believe, my friends, we're going to see far worse than this in the future. I do believe that. Mr. Stan Dale, welcome.
Good to be back here with you, Butch.
It's been a while.
What, the weather's certainly changing, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it really is. I mean, we're seeing record heat from east to west, coast to coast, record heat and winds. We had winds here in West Virginia at 100 miles an hour in some places. Now, that is unheard of in this area.
Yeah, I know. We've been getting weather here that's just untypical, atypical, in other words, just strange. They're getting up in the polar regions, too. The polar indigenous people are saying that the sun is setting actually in the wrong place. So something weird is going on.
Now, I wonder, You know, the Bible says in the last days, the earth will move on, will be tilled on its axis. In other words, it'll till real to and fro like a drunken man. Do you think all these huge quakes that's happened in the last couple of years may have done something, may have caused some of that?
Well, I don't think it may have caused it. I think it may be a result of whatever is causing the earth's axis to shift like that. There are a lot of ideas about why that's happening and if it's a periodic thing or if it's part of the whole solar system running down. The planet's axis is tilted 23.5 degrees from perfect, and that's probably due to a large meteor impact in the Yucatan Peninsula, you know, a long time ago. We've done a number of studies that say that could have been the one that kicked the Earth off its main axis. In time, the Earth will probably try to straighten back up like a top, that spinning top that you dropped on the floor.
Right.
You thump it with your thumb, and it kind of reels and has a strange attitude to it, but it'll try to right itself eventually. This may be the case. Certainly, I think the Earth is expanding, like the surface of the Earth is pulling apart, just slightly expanding, and it's enough to loosen a lot of areas where there's been water damage and water seepage to the ground underneath people's homes and buildings and stuff, and that's why we're getting all these sinkholes all over the planet, not just in America, it's everywhere. And some of them are pretty mighty. Some of them are old mine sites, and of course, when the Earth starts to spread a bit, the pressure is not there that they were using to hold the shape of the mine or whatever else was underneath there that was a cavity. I'm kind of wondering if we're going to see a sinkhole over a secret tunnel that the governments have been digging for years underneath the ground, and they get seepage in that, and this keeps spreading. It'll probably drop into one of them, and we'll all get a surprise.
Well, you know, we had a small quake here in West Virginia last August, actually, I think it was. My wife's in the hospital at the time, and I was sitting downstairs in the hospital, and my chair rocked. Odd. I didn't know what it was, but I didn't think it might have been an earthquake. But you know about the earthquake, you know, cracked the Washington Monument and all those things.
And they're still repairing that, you know.
Yeah, I know they are. But they said that there was a huge, they said, explosion or sinkhole in the D.C. area, and they showed pictures of it on the internet. The whole ground just sunk underneath a whole lot of stuff, and they don't know whether it's an explosion or what happened there. So I just wonder if that could have been something like that. I don't know, but having an earthquake here of that size on the East Coast is unusual, to say the least.
Did it move your chair kind of like a seesaw motion?
Yeah, kind of back and forth.
Yeah, I've been in a couple of quakes down in Australia, and I was standing up for one of them and had my fingers, you know, my hands on the dining room table. And everything swayed like you were on board a ship or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, just rocked back and forth. I sat through a few small quakes in Crete, Greece, back in the 60s when I was in the military, the Air Force. And it would, you know, you sat in an office chair with rollers on it, your chair start rolling. You know, vibrate back and forth. Yeah, so it's kind of odd. But first one I felt in West Virginia. But nonetheless, we're seeing anomalies, like you said, that's unbelievable, and the weather has been so unpredictable. I just talked to a dear brother up in Michigan. The trees up there are dying for lack of rain in Michigan. It's
that's
amazing.
Strange.
It is strange. And the Mississippi River is over 17 foot lower than it ought to be. The ships are getting hung up on the bottom in some places. They have to lighten the barges to run them down the river. They said that the price of corn, grain, is going to go through the roof this year because the corn crops failed again because of drought. It's really weird. And we know there's a righteous God, by the way, in heaven who judges the works of men. And I think we're seeing some of that. But Stan, what do you see happening that should concern us right now?
Well, to finish the list you started with the corn crop failure, we've also got a soy crop failure, and also the pig crop, for some reason, they're being affected by the weather changes. So you can look at pork and corn products and soy products, which is a lot of even, you know, freeze-dried food stuff. A lot of that has soy in it.
Yes.
So Mountain House has a lot of soy in their stuff. So you can see that later this year, the prices for a lot of the stuff that you need to store, you know, like freeze-dried or dehydrated foods, is going to go up, and it's going to be serious. So I think that's important to think about right now. If people are trying to get prepared, you better get some of that stuff before it just is too expensive to afford.
Well, in the Week magazine here a couple weeks ago, they had a brief notation in the magazine that we lost from 2007 to 2010, the dollar dropped 40% in value. In 3 years, the dollar dropped 40%. In other words, inflation was up 40%. Now, that's been 2 years ago. I can see, because I've been going to the store some of the last few months. My wife broke her ankle in three places, severely broke it, and I've had to do some of the shopping. I have watched food prices raise from week to week. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's scary. It's scary.
It is scary, and I think this year is going to get a lot worse real fast. If you've been keeping up with the news, obviously it sounds like you have. We've got four aircraft carriers over the Mediterranean Sea off the Israeli coast.
Yes.
And that situation over there, in fact, I was just doing a show last night for the Negev Desert with a pastor that's over there studying Hebrew, and the kibbutzis on, there were jet planes flying over, there was machine gun fire, there were bombs exploding, and I guess that's just testing, but they're getting ready for a serious event.
Well, when the Middle East blows up, it's going to be a World War III scenario, I believe. And of course, being a, I think I know a little bit about the Bible after 30-some years of preaching. You know, and Isaiah 17 says that when Damascus is attacked or destroyed, and it's the oldest city in the world, the Bible says when it is destroyed, that is it. Times we know it's over.
I've wondered about that, Butch, because in that scripture it says, and Damascus had become a ruinous heap.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't say somebody attacked it or whatever.
No.
And I'm wondering if Assad is pushing, you know, people to try to keep control of Syria, and that the resistance is trying to take him out, and one of them sets off a nuclear blast there in Damascus against the other one, and it becomes a ruinous heap.
Well, you know, the Bible doesn't tell you how it becomes that. It just says it becomes that. And I watched this from one of my informants a couple weeks ago, told me that Assad is slowing down the, we'll say, the New World Order's plan by 6 months because he won't surrender to the hammer of the earth, which is America, Jeremiah 50, in time of Babylon, trying to hammer the earth into shape for the New World Order. And he won't surrender. He slowed down their plans a little bit. They're frustrated, just like Gaddafi did. And I'm not bragging on Gaddafi or Assad. I think they're tyrants. Nonetheless, a tyrant will not surrender to New World Order because they like being their own tyrant.
Right.
So we're seeing them slowing down the effects of the Middle East takeover. And this could blow up into something really huge, Dan. If something would happen that Iran would attack Israel, or Israel attack Iran or Syria, whatever, Russia has a fleet there, China has a fleet there, we have a fleet there, boom, it's going to be all over the world.
You know, not only that, Turkey has threatened to set fire to the gas wells that Israel has in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes.
And if that wouldn't irritate you, I don't know what would.
Well, I do know that we're leveling some hilltops off in Turkey to attack Syria, put missiles on them. So all these things are adding up. We're watching happen as we speak tonight. This is going on right now. And Stan, this is Bible. For those who are not Christians, it probably doesn't interest them at all. But not only by Scripture, we know that the Third World War, the final war, as far as we know it, will start in the Middle East, and this will probably go nuclear. If it goes nuclear, no one wins a nuclear war. No one.
I think that war, you know, the Armageddon conflict, will probably be toward the end of the tribulation period, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. But what's going to get everything kicked up as far as the first part of tribulation, I believe, is going to be an economic collapse, a huge collapse.
Yeah.
I mean, the dollar is going to go to nothing. You won't be able to buy a loaf of bread at the paycheck. It's going to go to nothing. And then there's going to be a third world war, not Armageddon, a third world war. That's going to come as part of the tribulation. Then there'll be peace by the enemy temporarily. But if we would have a war of any magnitude with nuclear weapons, we all lose, Stan. No one wins that.
You know, there are so many crisis curves that are being pushed to a head by the Illuminists, you know, the New World Order. Like, they're pushing things to make food, you know, a famine a problem. They're pushing things to change the weather. They're pushing things to threaten us with nuclear war, financial collapse of the world economy, diseases. There are just so many of them that they're pushing that we're going to panic.
Yes.
And in the middle of all that, they're going to have, you know, Satan fly in and appear to be probably a friendly alien or something and say, look, I can solve all your problems. Just trust me. And the uneducated people will say, okay. And
oh,
they'll
sure.
say, anybody can help us, we'll take them, and they'll be stepping right into a trap.
Well, we see this scenario working out quicker every day. It's amazing how much has happened in this the last 6 months. Folks, back at the break, of course, your questions, comments, and please feel free to call in and add your comments. We really want to know. Stan, that can be Todd also. Please help us. 855-242-8824. 855-242-8824. And first-time callers, you will go to the front of the line, I promise.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Pastor Butch has tried and fully endorses the tea.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Folks, we are back. The phone lines are getting full already, and we like that. You call in and talk to us at 855-242-8824. We'd love to hear from you. I do mean that. We want to hear from you. This is your program also. Back to our guest, Stan Deo. And Stan, you've written a lot of books on a lot of different issues, a lot of different topics. And one of the best ones, I think, is you and your wife wrote it, I think, together, Dare to Repair.
Well, now, Holly wrote the book.
Okay.
All I did was kind of put it together for the printers and design the front cover, so I can't claim much of the credit for that, sorry.
Well, that is a good book. That
is
a good book.
It's an excellent book.
It really covers a lot of materials that people need to have. Now, those books are still available, right?
They are. Actually, we printed the fourth edition of it last year, I think, early. And people have become so concerned with several of, you know, the world events that are threatening them that we've been selling the copies of the book by the pallet load, which is about 384 books at a time, to stores.
Wow.
And we're just amazed at the sudden interest. It's, you know, I mean, first responder schools, you know, you expect them to buy a lot, but family groups and friends and neighborhood groups are buying cases. Just, it tells you that there's a need for it right now, big need.
Absolutely. Now, how can people get a book like that?
Well, now, they can ring us at our phone office here at 719-547-9100. Or they can just go to we can take checks as well in the mail. We'll tell you about that if you ring.
Okay, now that number again is what now?
719-547-9100. During business hours, please, because we do have to sleep.
Oh, no, y'all don't need to sleep. But yeah,
that's what everybody thinks.
But folks, do call and ask about that book, and it's also, you can probably check it out on standeo.com. All this available, and we'll give you a little bit. Well, you can always call and get their address if you want to send a check, whatever. They'll do that, I'm sure. But
yeah,
a lot of other materials offer you also. Please check out standeo.com.
And yeah, Stan, put your teeth back in.
I'm trying, and I got my real teeth are falling out. But anyway, what do you see? We're looking at, we're in the middle of summer. I mean, this year's going by so quickly. I mean, it's past the middle of July, 2012. But do you see anything in what you can maybe foresee in the future, in the near future, that may be happening here in this country or around the world as some kind of natural disaster of some kind?
Now, Butch, I'm going to tell you something that I can't prove to you, and I can't identify my source in the government.
Okay.
But they are expecting a huge solar event between right now and the beginning of October this year. I couldn't get any more than that, but there's a serious concern over the sun. And you and I both know the sun is not acting right.
No, it isn't.
And, there have been days when we've seen the ultraviolet, the blue spectrum, brighter than normal and hurting the skin of people. So I know from that and from the weather anomalies that are all over the planet that things aren't right with the sun. And that last coronal mass ejection that was aimed at us, what they call a halo discharge, because it makes a circle like a smoke ring headed at us. That, if we get a number of those, and then the sun gets a lot more sunspots, or coronal holes, they call them, the sun will almost go black. It won't totally go black, but it will appear that way in the light that we normally see with the visible light will be replaced by dangerous radiation. Now, what is even worse is the Earth's magnetic field is weakening. Has been for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it continues to weaken and accelerate, kind of like everything else around us, it's got to go to zero, no magnetic field, before it can turn around and reverse the pole so that the North Pole becomes the South Pole magnetically. And that is, again, complicated by the wobble of the planet. So if the magnetic field does go to zero in the near future, it will remove the ionosphere that shields us from all this radiation. And we will be exposed directly to lethal radiation during that period of time. People will have to hide in basements and in caves and stuff to get out of that kind of radiation. It will not be good. So I'm keeping a real close eye on the sun, as are others. We've seen some very, very strange things coming out of it in the last 6 months. Some of it has been taken off the Internet by the government. One project in Japan, they had a supercomputer and they were monitoring when the solar wind hit the Earth's magnetic field, how it bent around the field, and how much pressure it was, what speed it was. And this anomalous thing happened where the pressure wave went behind the planet, which is impossible, but it did.
Hang on to the break that thought. Don't lose that thought. Sam, please. Close back of the break, your phone calls. Wow, what a powerful bunch of information. Don't y'all go away. Right back.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello folks, listen up. We have some great news for all of you. Are you looking for educational videos you can share with your friends and family 24 hours a day? If so, visit PastorButch.tv right now. There you will find hundreds of hours of Pastor Butch's teachings, all of his seminars, and much, much more available, all for you to enjoy and learn from right at PastorButch.tv. Now for only 15 cents a day, you can access this powerful resource. That's just $5.95 a month or $59.95 a year. Payable by PayPal right on PastorButch.tv or by check, cash, or money order by writing to Call to Decision Ministries, 224 Heard Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. Now go there, sign up at PastorButch.tv. The website again is PastorButch.tv. If you have any questions, be sure to call 1-800-777-4403. That's 1-800-777-4403. Support Butch and Call to Decision Ministries and sign up today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Away, 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 he rode the rebel Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West.
Folks, we are back here talking to Stan Dale about some information he received from a source he cannot tell us where it come from and what's happening on the sun. Now, Stan, I want you to finish that story, but you said this event could happen now, starting now, between now and when?
Now in October of this year.
Okay, so
I
this
narrow it down any further than that, but because they've taken information off the Internet that showed a really strange magnetic event coming out of the sun, I know that there's something going on with the sun that they're watching. The alleged excuse for the Japanese supercomputer program that we're all observing the data from is that the Chinese group of programmers and astronomers that were using the supercomputer in Japan couldn't pay the lease anymore on the supercomputer. And it just happened to occur on the day that the super event occurred, and all their data, all their history files, everything disappeared and hadn't come back. But we did manage to capture the video. Well, one guy did, and he put it up on the Internet, and so we all glommed onto it real quick because the only copy around of what was happening with the Earth's magnetic field. And this occurred on March the 12th this year at about 2:20 in the afternoon, Greenwich Medium Time. Anyway, I've got that up on our website for people to see what I'm talking about. Now, if you go to standao.com and at the top of the page there, you'll see a bunch of orange boxes and everything. Just scroll on down to where you see the pictures of our books right there in front of you, and you'll see on the left a big microphone, and that's where we have our show images. And if you'll just look at the second show down there, and you'll see here, it says, click here to see show images. And that'll take you over to my talking page where I have all my images that I can talk about on the air. And you'll see a picture of, on the second row on the right side, you'll see a picture of Earth's magnetopause mystery. And if you go there, just let it load up. It takes a while for that MP3 to load up. But you will see something very unusual happening where a red pressure wave that should only be on the sun side of the planet reverses and goes to the backside and forms a pressure wave back there. Now, this is very unusual, and the fact that they've tried to disappear it off the Internet entirely officially is another very unusual thing.
What would that cause, Dave? Anyway. What's that significant? What does that mean?
Well, it's showing that the particles coming from the sun and the solar wind and in the coronal mass ejections that come are starting to become more dense, and different frequencies are coming with them, different electromagnetic radiation. Something caused our magnetic field to be hit so hard that it bent around to the back of the planet and formed pressure behind it. And this just doesn't happen. I mean, we've all been looking at that before, and it forms a tremendous pressure wave in the magnetic field behind the Earth. Now, of course, that affects our magnetic field. It affects the heat of the planet. It actually dumps energy into our polar region, which, disappears somewhere into the oceans and whatever, and eventually comes out as heat. So this is quite important, showing that the sun is not doing what it should be. Now, they think, officially, they're saying that the sun is entering into its 24th cycle of sunspots, or we're in it, they're entering the peak of it. And they're saying that the number of sunspots isn't going to be too high this time, it's going to be low. And they're saying that, however, this sunspot peak that we're looking at this year is called a grand solar maximum. And these things don't occur every few years. These occur in hundreds of years, if that. Very unusual. And they're saying that in a low sunspot number, but it's a grand solar maximum, which means that they're expecting energy out of the sun that we all better pay attention to. Now, look at our crops. Look at our drought. Look at the extreme rainfall. When you get extreme radiation from the sun, you can get this diverse extremes of the weather, and we are certainly seeing that now.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're getting rain here in the high desert where normally we're starving. Now, this is strange.
Absolutely. And, of course, again, we had a weather phenomena here just a couple weeks ago that we never saw before, a derecho. This is a storm we never heard of. It's like a straight-line hurricane. It was unbelievable, the force behind that storm. So you think this is all related to the sun?
I think that's the main driver. The planet is warming up, and it's not due entirely at all to mankind's activity or to cow gas or whatever they're trying to sell. This is something that's hitting most of the inner planets of our solar system. They're warming up. Our poles are warming, and I'm developing a new theory of gravity, the two gravitational forces that work in our universe here, and it explains this and shows how we can have voids or shells that are empty inside planets and stars. But when the planets and stars get older, they start to slow down their spin. It's like a ballerina, letting her arms kind of go out. Everything mm-hmm. expands as it gets older and starts to slow down. That's not a good analogy there with the ballerina, but basically as we slow down, like in water stirred with dust or ash in it, the stuff at the bottom, instead of clumping all together, it kind of starts to spread out a bit and settle in the bottom of the glass as the spin slows down, and that's what's happening to all the planets and all the stars and all the galaxies, as far as I can tell.
Wow.
It's a very weak force, this organizing gravitational force. It's a wave, a spin wave in the fluid of space, and it organizes little atoms together to make very strong gravitational force. That's why we have planets' gravity.
So what do you see happening? What would this cause in the next between now and October, perhaps? What would that cause besides more heat or irregular temperature?
Look, there are a number of elements that get shot off of the sun when it has a big flare or a coronal mass ejection. Normally, it's lightweight electrons and protons and stuff, but then you get oxygen, you get helium, you get iron, and heavier elements may come off from inside the core when the sun expands a bit and throws all this junk out. We could see things that would cause electrical shorts all over our power grids on the planet, and when the planet's in drought, then things will catch fire a lot quicker, and if it causes massive shorts, sparks come off the wires that carry our power, it could start fires all over the country we couldn't stop.
Could this cause an EMP?
Yes, you can get EMPs from the sun. You certainly can. And those are kind of on you before you know it. You can't predict those.
No, you can't. And that would cripple. That would put us back in the 1800s.
Oh, at least.
Yes.
At least.
That's amazing. It's amazing. My goodness, amazing. We got to get some phone calls on. I mean, the lines are full, but I can listen to you talk for the next 3 or 4 hours and not interrupt you. This is amazing news. And you were told this about a week ago or so?
I was given the information about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay. And it started now through October. We can expect to see something. Now, how sure is your informant that this could happen?
Pretty darn sure.
Really?
Yep. I'll tell you what, I was lucky to get that much out of him.
Wow. Okay. Let's take a first-time caller right here from Colorado, believe it or not. His name is Richard. Richard, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you.
How long have you been listening to us, Richard?
I just popped it up. I usually kind of follow Stan wherever he's going, and I noticed that today on his website that he had you posted up there. So.
Well, welcome to the program.
First-time listener.
I hope you stay tuned. We're on 9 o'clock Eastern every night, and 5 nights a week. Join us when you can, please.
I appreciate it.
What's on your mind tonight, Richard?
Well, first thing, I just wanted to say, Stan, I love your book. I recommend it highly to anybody that is even thinking about getting it. I think it's a must-purchase. Holly does a great job on that, as well as the website. But I had two quick questions. My first question, I was listening to you, I guess it was a week or two ago, and you had mentioned on another show that you thought that the Return of the Fallen Ones might come back prior to the election. And I also wanted to ask what your thoughts were on... I don't know if you're familiar with the Illuminati cards about, you know, how they put these cards out that seem to happen, like 9/11, the Gulf spill, and I don't know what your thoughts are about any type of terrorist activity during the Olympics, and if you even think we'll have an election this year.
Okay, good question.
All good questions, aren't they, Butch?
Yes, they are.
Well, Richard,
hope you got some good answers, Dan.
I don't know about the Illuminati cards, Richard. Where are those? Where do you see those?
You know, I've seen them several times. The one that really popped me up was the Rockefellers, and they're through the Rockefeller Foundation. In 2010, published a publication that stated that they're predicting 2012 through 2020 as the years of doom. But they started off by saying that they predict 13,000 deaths at the Olympics. Now, why would the Rockefellers predict 13,000 deaths unless they had a hand in that?
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
That's a good question, but let's get back to the one about the following coming back and before the election. I think that Obama is going to have to do something very spectacular to avoid having an election. I don't think we're going to have an election, either due to a very threatening war in the Middle East, where he declares martial law here to take over various things in industry so he can allegedly fight the war and control our resources here to do it. Now, let's face it, the man on this planet, the leader, who finally breaks the silence of the quote-unquote alien president, which is really Satan, the fallen one, that man is going to be able to just about write his own ticket with a common man. And another thing I think is going to happen to the Illuminati, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, the rest of them, is this. I think that they have been dealing with Satan at their top levels, but they're going to be turned over to the people as the bad guys when Satan appoints his man to run the planet. And a lot of people are going to say, the Illuminati are beaten. The bad gray critters that have been abducting people, they've been beaten by, you know, this fellow coming as our Messiah, you know, posing as a messenger of light. And I think this is definitely on the cards in the next 6 to 18 months. I think all this has to start happening, and a world leader has to be appointed, and the emergency world government and world economy has to be formed. All the chips are in row.
Wow.
To do this, but Satan is going to be behind all of it.
Absolutely. Good call, Richard. Please call in sometime again, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good question. Excellent question. I like that. All right, let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Tony. Tony, welcome.
I'm sorry about being off topic today a little bit, but I heard how worked up you were yesterday, unless you do great Hollywood about child pornography.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I went to the West Virginia University today, and I got a printout online, and it's a real short synopsis. I can read it in just a moment. It is now not illegal to view child pornography on the Internet in New York. The State Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday that simply looking at child pornography online does not constitute criminal possession or procurement of the images. Rather, some affirmative act is required: printing, saving, downloading, etc., to show that the defendant, in fact, exercised dominion and control over the images that were on the screen, wrote Senior Judge Carmen Beauchamp Fitzpatrick in a majority opinion of the six-judge ruling, according to the MSNBC. To hold otherwise would extend the reach of state law to conduct viewing that our legislature has not deemed criminal. Judge Victoria Agrafio simplified things, writing, "The purposeful viewing of child pornography on the Internet is now legal in New York."
Yes.
And you know what happened with me, Butch? I got so upset because I was upset with you. I went right downtown Morgantown, and I took this little printout. And, you know, I remember hearing that girl yesterday used to protest back in the 70s, and nobody paid any attention
to
her about abortion.
Yes.
And I had the same thing in my heart and mind. I said, somebody's got to be looking at this, you know?
Right.
Somebody's got to be seeing this printout right here, because I've had enough. I can't be putting up with this apathy. I can't be putting up with this idea that, for lack of a better opinion, patriotism that has nothing to do with anything but letting things go from bad to worse.
Sure, absolutely, yes.
And okay, so anyway, what happened was I sort of confronted people because I was in a confrontational position, and maybe I did in some way invade privacy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was I went up to a white vehicle where they were doing utility work there on High Street, and I leaned up against the truck, and there was a black man, and then I leaned up against him, and I just handed him this child pornography, and I didn't say anything. And he blew up in my face, you know, and just because he couldn't deal with it. And I got a little bit irate, too. And I said, you know, buddy, I said, if you don't think this is a problem, this problem we're living in this world today, you're a big black man, but not thinking this is a problem in this world we're living today as far as patriotism goes, your spirit is blacker than your color. And this is not a racist statement, because I'm in no sense a racist.
Mm-hmm.
In no sense.
Right.
In no sense. But you know what happened? When I was leaning up against him, my elbow touched his elbow in a way that wouldn't squish a fly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He called the police, and I was charged with assault and battery.
Oh, man.
And I was handcuffed, taken downstairs. And fortunately, my sister let me out on a $200 bond. But assault and battery for trying just to say something about this world we've fallen into. And this is what happens when people have something to say.
You're right.
You don't have to worry. But
that's
if you
true.
Have something to say, the police will be all over you.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you get this work through, Tony, tell me how it turns out, will you please?
All right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Last night, Dan gave me an update. I talked about a couple of issues. Two of them was, and this is no joke, they are now working to normalize pedophilia. They're not calling them pedophiles. They're calling them minor attracted persons, just like they call the homosexuals gays. And I'm serious. And even further than that, you go to my website, PastorButch.com, look under Perverted News, look under the headline page. You'll see it on there. Sears is now promoting bestiality. They're selling books on how to have sex with animals. Sears.
You're joking.
I'm serious as I can be.
Good
you check
Lord.
It out. Check it out. This is why the world's rocking, folks. Judgment Day is coming. Let's go to Frank right here. Another West Virginia. Frank, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
This one might be of interest to you. Maybe you've heard this come up lately. I know I have several times people wanting to get out of Dodge maybe and get property down South America or Central America or some paradise island somewhere. And I don't know. I know how to hunt, fish, take care of things, garden and all that. And I know our culture and our language. I'm wondering, Mr. Deo, is there some wisdom to actually moving out of the country into a place where there's different culture and language?
Well, that's a very good question. And Holly, my wife, has written her view on it after being
visiting down in Australia for 4, 5, 6 years, and how she was treated down there in good time. Now, a lot of countries that don't even speak English that you'd run to, that mean Spanish-speaking, whatever, South America and in the islands, they look at Americans as all rich, and most of them are CIA informants or something. They think that the Americans have gotten their wealth by stealing it from other people and countries. Now, when you move out and go down to one of these places and you take your American dollars or gold or silver or whatever with you if you can, then you're going to have resources and assets that you brought with you because you don't have a job at those places. So they know you've got something to pay your rent and if you move.
Hang on to the break, that thought. Stan, hang on to the break, that thought, okay? Frank, hang on to the break. That's a break, folks. We'll try to squeeze in a few more phone calls. We'll get to Frank, Louisiana, and the rest of you at 855-242-8824. Powerful broadcast tonight. Powerful.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Reality check. What is most important in your life? Family? Friends? Career? Retirement? What is your biggest fear? It is loss. Loss of family, loss of friends, and financial loss, or an economy collapse. But the true fact is, most people fear loss of life. And yet, millions of Americans abuse their body with toxic food and beverages every day. And they wonder why they take a ride to the hospital in an ambulance. It doesn't have to be that way. Introducing Life Change Tea, the small package with a mighty punch. This highly concentrated natural formula removes toxins and chemicals that collect in your digestive tract. It tastes good, and all you have to do is drink. It's that easy. Store this number in your cell phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. Getthetea.com.
Pastor Butch has tried and fully endorses the tea.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and Stan Dale is absolutely blowing the roof off the place tonight with his answers to the questions. And Frank, you asked a question about leaving the country. And Stan, can you answer about 15 seconds the rest of the question?
All right, Frank, look, my advice is you're better off staying here and finding a place away from major cities and away from the coastlines as far as you can get. I do suggest possibly Colorado because of a number of other things that I don't have time to tell you. But stay here, stay among your own people, and you can hide better here than you can there.
Okay.
Offshore.
Good answer, Frank.
Thank you so very much.
And by the way, Frank, we're having church this weekend if you want to join us.
God bless you. I'll be giving you a call about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go to Frank, Louisiana. Frank, Cloney, about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
Yes, getting off on what y'all just said,
I remember those old-time preacher men, those non-compromisers like Pastor Butch. They told me years ago that the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation are like two mirrors facing each other with the crucifix in the middle. And when Daniel said in the last days there will be a king understanding dark sentences and through peace will destroy many.
That's right.
When Revelation says the beast shall be given wonder-working powers to do miracles to deceive many, America in this world is set up for that. If you have a limited nuclear war, I tell you, this world will jump and worship any snake god you put in front of them, except if you say the name of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua Yahweh. They'll open up and say, oh, no, that's against the law.
That's right. Good point. Good call. Absolutely right. That's sad, but it's true. True. Thank you for that. Heads up, Frank. Appreciate that. And folks, that's Daniel 8:25. He destroyed many through peace. That word peace, looking up the concordance, means false security and prosperity. That's how he destroys the earth. All right. Let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, come on in.
Hi, Pastor. Stan, what do you know about if we've got major solar events about the destruction of all the solar panels from the solar events? And I have another topic that I'd like to make.
Okay, got to hurry.
Well, I'm not sure how it will affect the solar panels, but if the sun gets really hot, and the Bible does say it will get seven times as bright, so I mean that's probably going to be high pop when that happens. But what's happening in the near future, it may get hot enough to damage some of the solar cells. I don't know about the substrates in the circuits they have, but I would think that if you could cover them or shield them from the direct sunlight if you're worried about it.
Okay, and the other topic is I'd appreciate if people wouldn't call in like this gentleman complaining about this problem. Because when I've been doing some research on all U.S. citizens, the U.S. citizen, the reality is U.S. citizens were never given any rights whatsoever. They were only given privileges and immunities. It's a scam. The U.S. citizen is the lowest echelon of any entity there is. You want to be a American national or a state citizen. Then you get all the rights that were provided by our founding forefathers.
Okay.
You're a U.S. citizen, you have no rights. That guy he has no chance at all against those people. Anybody, traffic tickets, anything. If you're a U.S. citizen, you have no chance whatsoever.
Thanks,
you need
call.
To repudiate that.
Thanks, Steve. Good call.
We've
got to jump. Good call. And I'm glad Tony called and shared his story about trying to show the truth to somebody. Folks, you live in a hostile environment. They hate Christ. They hate righteousness. They hate anything to do with Him. Very quickly, Bob, New Mexico, Bob, you got about 30 seconds. Got to hurry. Got less than 30 seconds.
Yeah,
hurry.
Stan, I have the ultimate proof that we were created, and it has to do with chromosome 2. If you type into a search engine, chromosome 2, fusion, Robert Kress, my website comes up first. I got diagrams for it.
Well, what's your website real quickly, Bob?
RobertKress.com.
RobertKress.com. Okay, we're flat out of time. I'm sorry. RobertKress.com. Folks, check it out. Maybe Rob will call in some other night, like Friday night, and share some more of that.
Okay.
Stan, thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Powerful broadcast. Brother, keep in touch, will you please?
All right. I'll keep you on the list. Till
later. All right. Appreciate it. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night on radio and in office tomorrow after 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. We should be here. If we're not, we will call you back or whatever. But I promise you, we'll get back in touch with you. See you tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com.